Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using Your Keys broadcast. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come and experience some empowerment on today. I am so very grateful today to have with me as our guest, Coach Leanne White of West Point High. She's JV coach there. She is a teaching assistant there. She can tell you more about herself, but she's a phenomenal young woman, one that I even watched grow up. Imagine that. Imagine that. And then we also have my empowerment champion on the air with us today, Miss Sarah Jefferson, a student at West Point High School who, in my mind, is phenomenal. So, ladies, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So, Coach Leanne, we'll start with you. You've got basketball in the blood. Your mom was a coach at West Point. You're the daughter of the late, wonderful Verdell White. You've done much. This is your second year coaching, and you're actually your first year as JV head coach, correct? Okay, so I noticed in your bio, you shared with me that this is more than coaching the girls, but it's really about making an impact and making a difference in their lives. So as you've done this season, tell me a little bit about what motivated you to even take this track as coach. And, yes, of course, I know you watched your mom do it, and she did it
Absolutely.
In an excellent way. But what is it within Leanne that made you say, I'm going to do this? And now, how has it impacted the girls, and how has it impacted you?
Well, as you stated, I came from basketball. I was there in the womb and outside and you know, I always wanted to coach. The teaching came a little bit later. But little did I know that coaching is actually teaching.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I noticed that, you know, there weren't any more female coaches at West Point High School. And, you know, I think it's important that there's a female role model there. The girls are excellent. They just needed some encouragement and some fine-tuning with some things. For me, we had a lot of injuries this season, which was very devastating at times. And it, you know, got me a little rattled in the girls at times.
Mm-hmm.
But things like that in life happen. So it's all about how you adjust and move forward. And, you know, any sport, not just basketball, you know, it's not about the sport. It teaches you life lessons. And I think the girls and I both learned a couple life lessons with, you know, things happen, and you have to keep moving forward. You have to make adjustments, and they did a really good
mm-hmm.
job this season to go ahead and step up. And one player who stepped up was Sarah, and definitely made a difference, and we were able to finish the season 11-5. So
awesome. So with this coaching, because you saw the need and you stepped up and took the role, has that changed you in any way? Has it impacted your life?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely, I teach special ed as well, but, you know, even with my students and my athletes, I believe that, you know, they can teach you something as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should be learning something on a daily basis. And for them, you know, they've worked with my patients a little bit. I definitely believe God was using that in my current job to, you know, work on my patients and to, I guess, be a vessel for him and some of the lessons that he wanted myself and the girls to notice. They were my going to basketball practices and games was my downtime. That was my fun time to be able to interact with the girls. I definitely have close relationships with them. You know, we don't just talk about basketball. You know, they can text me about anything. I keep contact about their grades and just how they're
mm-hmm.
doing in general with life. Which is something we need to do to know your players a little bit better. You never know what they have going on at home or at school. And when you're close like that, you know, it allows you to be of assistance and just have a closer eye as to if they're not playing to their ability or, you know, seem a little sluggish, you know what's going on. So they definitely made a positive impact on my life, and it's just been a fun season.
Awesome. I know for myself, having done that many years ago, it is important that young ladies have someone that they can trust. And right. I think the position as a coach is, you know, you're like mom at school. You know,
yes,
they have
those
mom and
are
dad
my
at home.
They are my children.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like having mom at school to that you can, you know, cry on her shoulder and you can tell her what you're feeling and, you know, good day, bad day, you're there. And so that's awesome. One thing I noticed about this season, you all ended up 11-5 for this season. I congratulate you on that. That had to be an amazing feeling to do this your first time and to do so well.
Well, it definitely was. I know a lot of people did not expect to do well at all. And then when we had major injuries, out of my starting five, I had three and then four, a couple games that were out. They were injured. So I had to rely on my first year eighth graders to step up. And, I mean, they did an amazing job to be able to do so. I know they were a little panicked. And in the beginning, you know, I was a little upset and frustrated with, oh, my goodness, it's my first year. How can my stars be out? However, I'm thankful for the experience because it gave people like Sarah and my other eighth graders the opportunity to play. And I don't think that they would have progressed as far without the injuries. So I'm kind of thankful for the injuries because it helped them understand that they could do it. You know, they didn't have to hide behind someone else. You know, they were more than capable of stepping up and doing just as good of a job.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great. Sarah Jefferson. I love you, Sarah. I just need you to know that I love you. I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Jefferson is an eighth grader at West Point High School. She is of Native American descent and of the Chickahominy tribe in Charles City, Virginia. Along with playing basketball, she likes Minecraft and gymnastics, and she has a love for music and plays in the percussion department at West Point High School band. And this is her favorite quote: "Dance from the heart and your feet will follow." That's good stuff, Sarah. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. Sarah, tell me, as I watched you that night, I'm telling you, as I watched you that night, I was like, oh, my God, this girl is amazing. Tell me what made you even try out for basketball your eighth grade year. What made you try out?
I was just always like basketball. I've been playing since I was nine, and I just always loved playing basketball.
Love playing. How did it go with tryouts? Was it intimidating? Were you afraid? Were you excited? How'd that go for you?
It was all kind of a thing because I was a little intimidated by the people from last year that were trying out. I thought that I wouldn't make it. But then I was excited at the same time the last day of tryout to see if I did make the team.
Okay. That's awesome. And you made the team. And not only did you make the team, Sarah, you're a star. I can't tell you how much you impressed me that night. As Coach mentioned, you all had some injuries during the year, which required some of the team to step up and take a leadership role and handle things. What is it within you, Sarah, that made you take that position and step up and be that go-to person for Coach?
I guess I was just thinking about how some eighth graders that try out for some kind of sport, they don't usually get to start. So it made me feel good that I was in the eighth grade and I had a starting position on the team.
Yeah. Eighth grade starter. That's amazing. You know, as I stated, I went to West Point High School many, many years ago. And I played basketball there many, many years ago. I graduated in the class of 1980 from West Point High School. And I can remember myself playing basketball, and our coach at that time was Miss Fire Sheets, and then there was another man that coached. He wasn't very nice, so I don't remember his name. But I remember the emotions behind playing, and especially if you were the young kid on the team and you had other girls that had years of experience. And, you know, sometimes it's like I can push really hard, but no matter how much I push, it doesn't seem like I'm not getting it. But what I saw in you, Sarah, is that you had this drive on the inside of you that I don't care how big the girl was, I don't care how fast the girl was, you gave 110% in every effort on that court that night when you all played against Middlesex. What is that fire inside you that makes you go that hard?
I guess it's just that I'll tell Coach Fight, I'll say I'll be scared sometimes because they're so big and I'm so little. So I guess that since my size, they wouldn't think that I would have all that inside of me.
Mm-hmm. So you're like the little secret weapon.
Yes, ma'am.
They have to be careful not to underestimate the small package, because that small package has a lot of oomph in it. In your bio,
yes,
it also states you like gymnastics and you play a percussion. How long have you done gymnastics?
I've done gymnastics for 3 years.
And percussion?
2 years.
That's great. So as you're continuing your education at West Point High School, I can imagine that you're going to try out for the team next year as well?
Yes, ma'am.
So what are your aspirations? What is it that you think is going to take place next year? How do you think that's going to be? Because you've got your first year under your belt, you were a starting player, you had all this emotion and all this drive and all this power. What do you think you'll bring to the team next season?
I guess I'll bring what I did last year. I gave my all during the season. And like my other coach called me, he said that I was going to be a starting point guard next year. So I guess that's what motivates me during practices and games and stuff like that.
That's amazing. Wow, that's amazing. So in order for an athlete to be successful, for a student to be successful, they have to have backbone and structure at home. So how important is your family to you when it comes to you participating in basketball? And how supportive are they with you when it comes to your sports and your activities in school? Are they there? And I know they are. How exciting is it for your mom and your dad?
I guess that it's a little bit exciting for them because I saw one time when I went to make a shot, I saw my dad on the edge of the seat. So I guess they get real into it.
Yeah. I was probably right along with your dad that night when you all played Middlesex, because I was on the edge of my seat too, and I was like, oh my God, she, oh, 3-pointer, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God, you excited me as well. So I can imagine that they've got to be so very proud of the accomplishments that you made this your first year and anticipating coming back as a starter on next year. So tell me this, Sarah, how much does your faith play in your ability to succeed in basketball?
I guess I just give all the glory to God because he's who allows me to play basketball.
Yeah. All the glory belongs to him. Yeah. And wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That moment. So, Leanne, as Sarah was sharing about next year, you know, the coming season, and anticipating her being one of your starters, what's a season like you had this year and, you know, having to face some challenges and watching your young girls, your babies, grow into these different young women before you and before everybody that came out to support them in their games? How did Sarah's oomph impact you? Because I know it had to be a proud coach moment, when your eighth grader steps up her game and is like, Coach, I'm here, and I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. How does that help you now as you prepare for your next season with new young ones coming in, along with, you know, some of your girls that aren't going to varsity? How is that making you feel? I mean, how do you anticipate next season?
Next season should go fairly well. We're going to lose a couple going up to varsity. But Sarah, most don't know unless they were there from the beginning of the season, that Sarah was my extremely intimidated eighth grader. And she learned quickly not to use the word can't. That's not a word that I like for them to use. So they usually have a down and back or a cupcake for the word can't. I'm not able to do that yet. It's acceptable. but she went from I can't to I will. Whenever we would end practice and we'd had to line up and people would shoot foul shots. And you know, if we made it, we were able to go home. Varsity coach would always ask, okay, who wants the ball? And Sarah would usually hide and, you know, pray, I'm sure, not to choose her. And then halfway through the season, her hand goes up first and says, I'll do it.
Right.
And she did. She definitely stepped up, and along with the other eighth graders. And I think next year she's got a whole lot more confidence behind her. That's going to definitely make her a major component and factor for our JV team next year. Numbers will be a little bit small, but you know, I think this year definitely helped her and others gain the confidence that they needed to go into their ninth grade season. They shouldn't have any jitters, and we usually do off-season practices, and she'll definitely be there along with some others, and next season we'll be able to just jump right in from where we left off.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to, you know, instead of going 11-5, you know, let's go
15-0,
something like that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm with you on that.
We're definitely going to be locked and loaded. It was definitely a great experience for my first year as a head coach. It's definitely a lot different when you're an assistant, a lot less responsibility. But I enjoyed it. The girls made it fun. Sarah definitely inspired a lot of people. Tell me, I'm too little, I can't do anything. And if you noticed from our picture, Sarah's not that much shorter than I am.
She is not,
and,
no.
No. And I used to tell her, that, you know, little ones can fight. And it, I think that, you know, has pushed her to fight a little bit harder sometimes and understand that just because I'm short doesn't mean that, you know, you can count me out. And she's definitely inspired me to keep encouraging the girls. And sometimes showing a little bit of tough love. But, you know, she's definitely made an impact in my life, and I hope at some point I've made an impact on hers. And I know she'll definitely be a great leader next year for those other eighth graders that are nervous and small and, you know, might be a little intimidated from the girls to have a little bit more experience. So I think it's going to be great to have someone who's gone through this journey to help with the other ones next year.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah said that, you know, she gives God all the glory, and
absolutely,
the scripture that just rings, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as I watched you that night, Sarah, I could see that word made manifest in you, that because of your faith and because you give him the glory, I could just see the strength, and it was internal. It wasn't forced. It was just a natural leadership that you possess, that's not going to go anywhere. And so I'm curious, when you finished high school, what do you aspire to do?
I really don't know what I want to do. I haven't thought about it really much yet.
Okay. Well, I just want to, I'm going to stay close, and I'm going to keep my ear close, because I just believe that whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is you put your mind to, that you are going to succeed in such a marvelous way. You're just going to make an impact. The leadership is there. The strength is there. And, you know, my husband, when I was telling him about you, I was like, oh, my God, honey, that number 23, she is amazing. I was like, honey, watch her, watch her, watch her. Oh, my God, honey. And then when you all finished, I was like, Leanne, who is she? Who is that? Who is, oh, my God, who is she? It's just so much in you. And we thank God for your parents because they've done a wonderful job. They've done an excellent job in raising such a beautiful young woman. And, you know, so we thank God for them for all that they've done and all that they continue to do to strengthen you in your walk to become everything that God desires that you be in the earth. So I just applaud you. I can't, you know, I just applaud you. There are not a lot of young people in today's society that really get my attention in a positive way. Most interactions I have with young people are because I have to say something to them to get them to pull their pants up or to stop using foul language or stop being lewd and crude and all these sexual innuendos. Generally, my conversations are to silence them or to mute them or get them calmed down. But my excitement with you stirs me in a way like none others. Like I look at you like I look at my grandchildren and just how I see them just doing great things and I get excited about it. So I congratulate you, Sarah. I congratulate you, Leanne, for the wonderful season that you have, but also for the impact that you all have made in so many lives. And Leanne, you know, being coach, I'm sure that each and every girl on the JV team, each and every parent of a JV player certainly appreciates your time, your talent. They appreciate the gift and the anointing that you have to get that work done and to do it in such a way that other coaches were watching you, and you know that they were. They were like, where did she come from and how is she doing that? And how is she, what, how is she doing that? Where did she come from? They're watching you because of the way that you carried yourself, because of the way that your team interacted, and because of the success that you had. That's not an easy feat, but you did it, and you did it in such a magnificent way. And I just thank God for it. So, Leanne, what's next for you? You're going to be at West Point for some years maybe. Are you going to continue to coach, or do you have some different aspirations?
I'm hoping. I'm actually coaching varsity softball right now. So we went from one season right into another. But for right now, my plans are to come back and, like I said, start from where we ended last year and pick it up and hopefully bring home a few more wins the next season. And like I said, we do have off-season practices, so throughout the summer we'll be, I guess, working on fundamentals and breaking those things down and getting ready for the next season.
Awesome. Awesome conditioning. So these are the words that I think about when I think about you ladies. Foremost, you empowered me, and you empower others because of who you are, because of the God in you. You're champions, and not just on the court. You're champions in life. And Leah, I have to bring up your baby girl because I know this has to be a tremendous feat for her, watching mommy coach. Like, how was it for her?
Journey is, like, my number one fan always, and she supports everybody, even people she doesn't know. And no matter if we lose, you know, she always tells me mom did a good job, or she wants to tell the girls they did such a good job. Whenever she got a chance to come to practice, she always would bring her some type of candy or just sit next to them, sit in between them. And it's funny because it reminds me of myself because while my mom was coaching, so my brother and I were past amongst the players, and they loved it. She's just, like I said, she's a special child, and she's everyone's number one fan, especially the lady pointers. She makes signs and sends out Valentine's. It's definitely been something exciting for me. I'm just glad that she's excited about it because it takes a lot of time from her. So she's involved in dance, and at times, like I said, when she's able to come to games, she's the loudest fan next to Sarah's mom. It's been a great thing for everybody.
So your faith is evident, and because of your faith, you all are winners in every facet of life. The one thing that God said to encourage you both about was stay committed to your purpose. Stay committed to the plan that he has for you. Coach, for you, it's going to take some tenacity because every season may not be like this. And, yeah, there are going to be some great seasons to come. But he said to remain true to what he's called you to do. He said to keep the drive going. And I think that, you know, even sharing about Journey and your family and the parents of your players, they were very supportive, and that was evident. And so I think they'll help keep you motivated to drive and make the impact that's needed because our young girls, they need it. And the one thing that he said is to make sure you fulfill purpose. And, you know, watching you and looking at your mom, I was like, wow, I wonder if Linda ever thought that Leanne would be following in her footsteps, you know, because you all were there growing and learning. I wonder if she ever thought that, wow, I'm looking at my baby girl and she's coaching ball. She's coaching where I used to coach. She's doing what I used to do. How amazing is that? So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God for what he's doing in you too. And I'm going to keep my eye on you. I am.
Yes.
I'm going to keep my eyes on the both of you as you continue to spread your wings and be that beautiful butterfly that God has called you to be, and that you will take flight and conquer all the territory that he wants you to conquer, and just be that example. Sarah, continue to be that example for other young women and encouraging them in the faith that they've got to know that you don't do this. You don't do this on your own, but you do this because this is what God would have you to do. And you give him all the glory in it. So, ladies, I thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, for sharing with me a little bit about how and why and when and, of course, who makes all of this possible. Leanne, please keep me posted when season starts and all that other stuff, because when you all start season next year, I want to bring the whole team on. And we'll have an empowerment launch, and I'll celebrate you and the team for the great work that I anticipate you all doing, just being great champions for our young people. And Sarah, I'm going to be watching you. You let your mom and daddy know I'm not a crazy lady, I'm not a stalker, but I'm going to be watching you because I want to see all the great things that God is going to do through you and how he's going to use you in such a tremendous way, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything you all want to add before we close out this afternoon?
No, I just want to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come on and share a little bit of our story and feel empowered, and I know it's definitely made a difference in Sarah's life. She's definitely a special girl.
She certainly is.
Yeah,
she absolutely certainly is. Well, thank you both. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us in the chat room. And for those who called in, one thing that we share with you at the Empowerment Place is that you have to realize every day that you are the key to your own empowerment, no matter what anybody else says or what they do to try to deter you from fulfilling purpose. You have the capacity and the propensity within you to succeed. So what we encourage you to do is every day do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we ask that you please take the responsibility to empower someone else. We ask that you join us tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m., where my guest will be my grandson, Jarrell Long. He's a second grader, and he's going to talk to us about what love means. So we're excited to hear from a second grader about love. Imagine that. Again, ladies, thank you so much. I love you. God loves you. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We love you, and we pray that you will have an empowered afternoon. God bless you all.